What's up, everybody? It's No BS, baby. We back, and man, I am feeling so hyped today. And man, I don't know why, but I'm feeling really good about this show tonight. There's so much excitement that I'm bringing today. But before we get into tonight's show, you know, I'm here as usual with my two co-hosts, Mr. Dustin Lippage and Mr.
Hey, let me let y'all know something right now. Rob's on one tonight, so I might just shut his, I might just shut him down. I'm just giving y'all fair warning. I might have to shut Rob down tonight.
I don't think so. And just so y'all know, it's no coincidence to watch. If for all those who are watching on Facebook, it's no coincidence I'm wearing my Cavs championship T-shirt. For those of you who are listening on podcast, I'm wearing my 2016 Cavs championship shirt tonight. And I don't know why I would be doing that. Oh, I know. It's because we got LeBron, and we about to bring championship number four this time next year. LeBron's going to have championship number four. So that's why I'm feeling good tonight. So, but anyway, like I said, I'm here as usual with Mr. Dustin Lippich and Adam. How you fellas doing today?
I'm good, man. Living large, taking charge.
Okay.
Ready to talk about LeBron for the next 10 shows.
And how you feeling today, Dustin?
Man, I feel like I'm finna have to shut you down, and I'm feeling good because Adam owes me $40. So, all is well.
Okay, and just real quick for, you know, one of our, maybe our new listeners, maybe, why does Adam owe you $40?
Well, we bet on the Raptors and Warriors series. Uh-huh. We bet on DeMarcus Cousins having a big game one time. And then I forgot what the other $10 was. What was the other $10, Adam? Why is that slipping my mind?
Oh, man, I don't know. If you don't remember, we can just call it even.
You know it was there too, bro.
I guess it's not a valid vote.
It's not a valid bet if no one remembers.
Okay, well, guess what? I bet y'all think about it before the end of the show's over.
I bet you will.
Wasn't it game seven, or did you say that already?
We already said that.
Okay, it was Boogie Cousins game seven, and there was something else. But regardless, Adam, are you going to be good? You going to make word on your word? You going to pay my man?
Why wouldn't I?
All right.
I'm a man of my word. I'll pay him back.
So I'll make sure.
Adam got deep pockets, too. Don't let him fool you. He got deep pockets. Them pockets deep.
Right,
you go swimming in those pockets.
Right. But anyway, y'all, for all y'all listening on Facebook Live, you know, thank you. Quick shout-out to Edos, to Breton, to Strecker. Anyone else that joins us while we're doing this, and then all those who are watching or listening to the podcast on Spotify, Google, and all the other major podcasts, we thank you. We have a busy show, a lot to talk about, so we're not going to take a lot of time. Just real quickly before we get on to the show, anyone that's watching that are fathers, happy belated Father's Day. Dustin, you know, happy Father's Day to you. You know, you got your start in Vibe.
Right back at you, bro.
You know, Adam, you know, dog dads count too. So happy Father's Day to you as well.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it. And likewise to you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Hopefully you both.
Your son is the biggest Durant fan around, right?
What's that?
Your son's the biggest KD fan around, right?
He's more of a Steph Curry guy. And I sadly, I have to admit that I'm not proud of it. But I don't like to brag about that part of my son's life. But anyway. So let's just so again, if any father is watching or listening on the podcast, you know, happy Father's Day. Hopefully, you know, your kids took care of you, and again, just happy Father's Day to Dustin and Adam. But anyway, we got it. We got a big show, so we're just going to jump right in. Obviously, we want to jump into the biggest news of the week of, you know, AD, but we got to first backtrack before the whole AD everything started, and that was the NBA Finals. The Raptors did it. They're the world champs. We the North are now we the champs. The first championship in franchise history. Kawhi Leonard gets the second MVP. Man, but there was also big news other than maybe what kind of took over more than just the Raptors winning was Klay Thompson went down with a torn ACL mid-third quarter. He's likely out for probably at least the whole regular season next year. He could potentially come back but by the time postseason comes. But I think I speak, you know, so what y'all think about the Raptors winning in six? Were you surprised, you know?
Well, shit, I called him. I called him in seven. So I mean, damn, I wasn't surprised. Okay. I felt like the Clay going down kind of is what sealed that game. But no, I wasn't surprised, man. I really felt like they was gonna pull this off one way or another. You know, even if it went to Game Seven, I'd have liked to seen them win it in, you know, in Toronto because them fans are crazy as hell, and I'd have loved to seen that. But you know, getting it while they could get it was the most important thing, man. So, very proud of Kawhi. Kawhi's the third player ever to have two MVPs for two different teams, and he's the first player ever to have two Finals MVPs, the East and the West Conference. So. The man balled out, and he got what he deserved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Adam, what was your thoughts, man?
Ah, man, that game six was real exciting to watch for the most part. You don't have to feel bad, but if you feel bad for the player getting hurt in that moment, in that magnitude. You know, you don't have to like Golden State, but Klay Thompson, out of all those guys, minus maybe Iguodala, I think he's the realest one that's got any talent on that team. So, bad for him, you know, but it is a game and people get hurt all the time. Overall, I thought the finals were pretty exciting to watch. It was better than watching Cleveland get manhandled by Golden State. That was cool. But
it felt good.
Toronto came in and played excellent team ball, and you know they did it the right way. They didn't really complain. They, you know, moved the ball well. Guys set up when they or guys stepped up when they needed people to step up, and you know, it's a good series. And yes, I'm wearing a Bears jersey for all those people that are commenting on that. Got my Devin Hester jersey on, best kick returner, punt returner in NFL history. So.
But aren't you a Steelers fan, bro?
I'm a fan of the game, Rob.
Okay. Fair enough. So, just real quick, what do you – obviously, we know KD is done for the whole year likely, but do you think it's likely that we're going to see Klay Thompson suit up at all next year? Do you think he's going to sit out the whole year?
I think he's done the whole year.
Okay.
Torn ACL. I mean, maybe if they make a playoff run, but I think he's done the whole year.
Cool. But anyway, let's just stick with the Raptors.
He ain't done. Why did you let me answer that, Rob?
Okay. Wow. Okay. What do you think, Dustin? My bad, brother.
That's so rude, bro. Like for real, bro.
Okay. Go ahead, Dustin. Of course, your opinion matters to me.
Okay. Well, no, I don't think he's done the whole year. And I'm gonna point out one person who came back in 6 months after tearing their ACL, Adrian Peterson, and he played a more physical game, right? I think Klay could be back at the beginning of 2020 years, so that would put him like after All-Star break type of deal. So I think he could come back, get in some valuable games before the playoffs, and still help some team in the playoffs. So that's my
opinion. I agree. I just want to give some shout out to our fans who are watching on Facebook Live. A couple comments. Adam, Kyle Pickup would like you to know that your jersey is trash.
So it's a 2K game, but who's here to judge?
Ito says that he thinks that Klay should sit the entire year, and Kyle wants to add to Dustin about AP that not only did he come back quickly from his injury, but he was MVP that year as well.
Exactly.
So Adam, thanks for the insight there, Adam. Sticking with Toronto, obviously they had their parade yesterday. It was crazy. I think I heard 1.5 million people showed up.
Crazy, bro.
We even got to see Kawhi kind of do his laugh that's become famous. I don't know if you guys caught that video. Like towards the end when he was speaking to the crowd, he did his laugh.
I seen it. It was hilarious. I think it's so cool to see him come out of his shell a little bit. You know what I mean? Like he's really having fun with this championship, man.
I agree. One thing, there was a little bit of controversy. I don't know if you guys heard that there were some gunshots at the parade. There was four people who were shot. Looks like no one is, like, life-threatening or anything, but that's kind of crazy that four – like, who's going to shoot someone? It's supposed to be a day of celebration. Like, who – you know, that was kind of a bummer to the whole thing. But Toronto, they showed out, you know, and it was kind of funny. Fred VanVleet – It kind of seemed like at first like he was throwing the crowd under the bus. He goes, y'all, you know, y'all criticized us when we were struggling. And then, like, you could just kind of tell, like, okay, well, where is he going with this? And then he was like, but you know what? We champions now, so celebrate all year. So it kind of looked like he was taking little shots at the fans a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
He kind of did take shots at the crowd. But, I mean, he kind of had a valid point.
Yeah, that's true. But that's what the news fans do, we as fans. We, you know, whenever our team or our players are struggling, we trash them. And then whenever they're up, they act like, oh, you know what? Everything we just did yesterday, you know, I changed my mind.
Well, is that what you do with LeBron?
I mean.
No.
Real talk, no BS, right? I've said some negative things about LeBron.
What?
When did you say something negative?
Like, what are you talking about?
I've said negative things about LeBron. You go back in that 2016 NBA Finals when they had fully health roster and they were down 3-1. Go back, and the reason I know this because I went back. You know how Facebook does memories. I was saying some things about LeBron. You know, saying no excuses. So I've said some negative things about him, but can you blame me? How can I say something negative about a player who doesn't really do nothing wrong most of the time? You know what I'm saying?
See, you just said, bro. Oh God.
Only negative thing you've ever said about LeBron is that his hairline's receding.
I never even said that, bro.
Truth.
I firmly believe that too.
All that I'm saying is if LeBron would give me a reason to criticize him, I'd say something bad. That's all I'm saying.
If he shitted in his pants, you would say it smells like roses. I don't want to hear that.
That's not true at all. Anyway, so anybody else want to tell what you want? Let's put a bow or a ribbon, not just on the finals, but the NBA season in general. Let's put a bow on since the finals is over. What's your guys' final impressions on last year? Either the final, anything about last year before we move on from the NBA regular season.
And you know, Dustin, you missed last week, so I'm gonna let you go first on this one. You take the throne.
Yeah, Dustin. What wrap up this NBA season? You know, what was your final thoughts, man?
Just in a quick little tidbit, the Greek Freak is the new face of the league. Harden needs a big man. OKC was very disappointing at the end of the year. LeBron can't get it done. Farewell to D Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, two of the greatest that I ever watched growing up. You know what I mean? So that's my cat, man.
Absolutely. Adam, put a bow on last season, man.
It was a pretty entertaining season as a whole. Quite yet. Clearly couldn't step up in big moments. This free agency, though, let me tell you, this is going to be really interesting this summer with a lot of the movement. But to wrap up the year, is a good year. We'll see who wins all the awards here in the next week. I think the award show is next week. So we'll know who wins MVP and Coach of the Year, Most Improved Players, stuff like that. And
we could talk about that.
Sucks that it's over, but the NBA season never ends. So.
Exactly. And for we're going to do a Thursday night is the NBA draft, and so we've decided we're gonna do a little special on Thursday. We're gonna talk about the draft, and we're also gonna talk about Adam just said the free agency, because you know we could do a whole show just on free agency, but we're not gonna take this show. We're gonna dedicate a whole show to that, so we're gonna get into that. But my final impressions of the season was you know, the NBA is in great hands. You know, that's all I gotta say. You know, there's a lot of up and coming young stars. Or young potential people who could turn into stars, you know. So even though like the league eventually is going to lose someone like LeBron in a few years, or someone like obviously we lost Wade, we lost Nowitzki this year, you know, we're pretty much losing all the players that of our generation grew up watching, and they're aging and going to soon be retiring. But this league is going to be in great hands, you know, with young people like Jokic and Jamal Murray and. Zion coming into the league, you know, Ja Morant, you know, numerous people, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, there's so many young talent that's going to be the face of this league for years to come. So this league is in a really good place. Obviously, hats off to the Raptors for getting over that hump and, you know, they had the reputation of choking in the playoffs. Obviously, that reputation's gone, so shout out to them. You know, even though I'm not a huge fan of the Warriors, you know, quick recovery to Klay Thompson and quick recovery to KD, you know, come back better than ever. So, but anyway, that's my final impression, and I'm really excited for next year because, you know, we're going to get into it right now. I think, like, now next season I'm really excited about because I feel like not just the West, but the NBA is really open to who could take the crown next year.
Hey, but, real quick, before we end on the NBA, shout out to this guy, man, I can't think of his name. Dustin, can you help me? He averaged a triple-double for the third straight year. What's his name? Is it
Would that be oh man, I think his last name started with a W, bro. Westbrook, but baby.
But the C ended in an L. Oh, so it doesn't matter. So anyway.
No, you still gotta give credit where credit's due, bro. We don't see that shit, man.
Are you right? You're right. I mean, hey, he did something that's never gonna be replicated again. You know, for a guy that was the first person to do it since Oscar Robertson. Now, then he was the first person to do it twice. Now he's the first person to do it three times. Like, I strongly believe that that's one of those records that are never going to be beaten. Like, I strongly believe that. So hats off to Westbrook. You know, I would just love to see him get a series win without KD. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, we can jump into that for another, because we all know that that can start a debate, because I know how you guys are OKC.
Shit, I'll go all day on that one.
Yeah, so we won't do that. We will leave your boy Russ alone for right now. He's off on vacationing. But anyway, let's just talk about the big news this week, guys. Finally, the Lakers get the big trade done with AD. The Lakers receive Anthony Davis, and then the Pelicans, they get Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, this year's fourth overall pick, which did belong to the Lakers, and then they get two future first-round picks. So that's what they got. So I just want to just talk real quick. I just want to open up the question with, and anyone can start here, do you think that the Lakers gave up too much for AD, or, you know, what do you guys think?
I'll go first on this one. Question is, did the Lakers give up too much? I think both teams benefit from what they're trying to do right now. Lakers know that their window with LeBron is not the largest, so they're trying to win now. And obviously getting a player like Anthony Davis to go to LA is going to attract other people to go there, and that's who they're going to build their franchise around in the coming years. But I'm impressed with what New Orleans did, man, because – those draft picks, I mean, I'm not saying those are going to turn into anything, but let's look at when Brandon Ingram came out of college and Lonzo Ball came out, they were both highly touted. And, I mean, call me crazy for thinking this, but if they live up to the hype, is that not kind of like KD and Russ 2.0 with Zion Williamson and whoever else they get in the draft? Because they're trying to get three top 10 picks from what you were telling us earlier, Rob. So, I mean, I think both teams did great for what they're trying to do, but I'm really intrigued by what the Pelicans did with their draft pick, or with their trade there.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Dustin? Did the Lakers give up too much?
Yeah, they gave up too much. They got one player for three players and three friggin' first-round picks. I understand that the Lakers don't believe that those picks are even going to be worth anything because they plan on winning the next couple of years, and that's cool. But, damn, they don't get nothing back. You can't get nothing. You can't get a second-round pick back. You can't get nothing but just Anthony Davis. That, to me, is crazy, man. You could have waited. Anthony Davis already said he wanted to play in L.A., right? So you could have waited. You could have pretty much made him go to free agency next year, and you could have got him for nothing.
But Dustin, you can't do that, man. You can't waste any more of LeBron's time in L.A., bro.
Yeah, LeBron getting old, ain't he, boy?
And so let me just go. Are you done, Dustin, or can I go?
Go, bro. I know you got so much to say about LeBron. You can't even contain yourself.
Absolutely not. The Lakers did not give up too much, Dustin. Like, come on, bro. Like, you need to open up your eyes, man. Like I already said, LeBron is going into year 17. He's not getting any younger. Man, AD is a once-in-a-lifetime generational player. He's going to probably be a sure-thing Hall of Famer. And not only that, but he's in his prime. Like, this is the best time to get him. Like, they already wasted last year's time by surrounding LeBron with players that suited LeBron best, because LeBron was more successful when he had shooters surrounded by him, where last year's roster was not suited to that exact, you know. They picked up Rondo, who's not a shooter. They picked up when he didn't have non-shooters on the weekend. So it was time to stop wasting LeBron's time. He needs to get championships now, not later. And so absolutely not, they didn't get too much up for him. And, you know, like you were just talking about those young players, like, I mean, that's great. You know, those, you know, I've never been a huge Lonzo Ball guy. And, yeah, everybody keeps talking about his potential and then always, you know, the potential of Brandon Ingram and the potential of Josh Hart. But you know what? I would gladly give away that potential for a sure thing. And that's exactly what AD is. There is no potential AD. Like, we know what AD provides and what he brings to the table. So you need – I would gladly trade any type of potential for something that's a guarantee gonna ball out, and AD's gonna ball out next year. There's no question about it. So I'm excited. I mean, I think it came at the perfect time because I know Dustin, you said wait till next year, but again, if you wait till next year, that means KD's gonna be back the following year healthy. No telling what he's gonna be like, but let's say KD comes back the following year and he's his normal self, and let's say he actually does stay in with the Warriors. So now the Warriors are that juggernaut in the West again with Clay and KD and Steph. So you have to take advantage of, next year, because the West is open next year, the NBA is open next year with KD and Clay out. Man, I like our championship odds next year. I'm going to go ahead and book it right now on June 18th, Tuesday at 7:45 p.m. The Lakers will be in the NBA Finals next year. You can book it. I'm willing to bet anything. Any of you guys, assuming there's no injuries that happen, I do have to throw that out there. If they stay
– No, you can't do that. I can't. It's all in or nothing. You can't say bearing no injuries.
Uh-uh. Okay, you know what? Then fine, Dustin. I'm going to bet at 7:45 on June 18, 2019. I will bet either one of you guys, anything you want to bet, the Lakers will be in the championship next year.
Well, hold on. You said that they're going to win. Now you're going to in the championship?
They're in the championship. They're in the finals, baby. Not only that, but I'm ready to go ahead and say that the city of LA needs to go ahead and schedule the parade for next year. Go ahead and schedule it. Go ahead and pay for it. Get it a reserve. It's happening. LeBron's getting ring number 4 next year. You can book it. Guaranteed.
How many tries is that to get 4?
What's that?
How many tries is that to get 4?
What is that, 9?
I think so, yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah, but okay. So, it don't matter. That's, he's about to get ring number 4. So, all I'm saying right here, Dustin and Adam, go ahead and book it. So that means, I'm sorry, that means, again, yet again, your boy Westbrook going to be left in with no ring because LeBron's taking the West and he's taking the ring. And you guys are going to be watching them march down downtown Los Angeles, LeBron being, and he's going to win his MVP again. So he's going to win his 4th finals MVP. You can book that. You can guarantee that. So
Only person that sounds crazier than you right now, and I'm sure he's talking right now, is LeVar Ball.
Oh, no.
How dare, first off, I just got to say this real quick. How dare he talk to Molly, my girl, like that?
yeah, that was pretty. That was a pretty controversial thing. Some people think that they're blowing out of proportion, but the way he said it though was definitely in a sexual manner.
You know, Jalen Rose isn't happy about that one.
Exactly. Not that, but he did the same thing to Kristen Leahy with.
Yep.
So like, this is not the first time he's offended someone. When that was the first time he told her to stay in her lane.
Yeah, but she's going back at him when that was going on. That was pretty impressive. She didn't really lose her composure. Both of them did a great job as anchors. They didn't really lose their composure.
But you can tell that Molly was definitely uncomfortable. So, Adam, I have to ask, is your girl, is she okay?
Well, I tried talking to her, but I couldn't get past Juwan Howard and Chris Webber and to even get to Jalen Rose to get to her.
Man.
But Molly, if you're watching, I'm here for you.
Yeah, go if you're find yourself in Oklahoma City on a Tuesday night at 7:47, you know, DM Adam and he can take care of you.
And I'll take you out for some tacos.
Oh, ain't that sweet. But so yeah, like I said, guys, book it. LeBron getting ring number 4. Now that he has LeBron.
Bro,
I just want you to know it. Like, don't even like watch the NBA. There's no point even like watching next year. It's done. It's over with.
The Lakers ain't going to be able to beat Toronto even if Kawhi leave next year, man.
Oh, come on, please. Don't even get – don't even – you think Kyle Lowry is going to be able to beat LeBron and AD. Come on now, Dustin, get out of here. You smoking something. But anyway, let's stick with this trade, though. We already talked. So, in your guys' opinion, which team got the best deal?
Are you talking short-term or long-term?
Either one. You can talk about both.
Man, I think the Pelicans got the better deal as a whole, just because you're adding – you have a starting five that you have built now. But, I mean, if it's based off of winning championships, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this one. So, I'm going to go with the Pelicans long-term, and I'm going to stick with that. So, I'll let you all – we already know who you're going to say, Rob. So,
well, I mean, but you don't, you know, because I'm with you, Adam. I think both teams – I don't really think both teams got the raw deal at all, because the reason I say both is because obviously the Lakers, they got AD. So, now the Lakers have two of the top five, top seven player on one roster. And not only that, but they got it in his prime. So, AD is going to be – you know, he's finally in a spot that he's happy. So, I think he's going to be – you know, he's going to be awesome next year. So, but as far as the Pelicans – you know, they got great young talent, you know, and Lonzo Ball. And I think the Lakers won, and going back to Lake, but the big thing that everybody was worried that they're going to have to give up Kyle Kuzma. So they kept Kyle Kuzma, which is huge. So they won that aspect. But I like that the Pelicans, what they did, because they gained valuable talent, like I said. Not only that, but if you've been keeping up with the news, they're not done. You know, they may even shop that fourth pick and gain two additional picks at 8 and 10. And the rumor is they're going after some big fish. You know, they might go after a Bradley Beal. They might be going after a some other – I can't remember. There's other some big names, but they're not done. So David Griffin's doing his thing. So they definitely gained some trade assets that they can make to make their roster even better. Another one, also think as far as, like, with Lonzo Ball, I think him and Jrue Holiday, I think that's going to make the – that's going to be a pretty awesome defensive tandem with him and Jrue Holiday. So they're going to be a really talented team. I could see them maybe sneaking into the playoffs, maybe at 8 next year. You say stop?
Stop. They're not making the playoffs next year.
I mean, like I said, they're not done, man. They can get a big –
Damn. They're not making the playoffs next year.
All right. So, anyway, so of course, like Adam said, short term, obviously the Lakers, because they're obviously – they shot up to being championship contenders. They're the favorites to win next year. So, obviously, short term, you got to give, you know, the Lakers. And obviously, because, like, you have to utilize all the remaining years of LeBron while you can. But long term, obviously, the Pelicans. So, you know, I don't think either team got – get lost in this, in my opinion. What about you, Dustin?
I mean, I think the Lakers gave up too much, but I also think that they got the better end of the deal. I mean, if you see what I'm saying, I feel like they gave up a lot of assets, but they also got the best asset by far. So, I mean, the Lakers, I guess, did what they had to do. I would have tried to get at least one more thing in there, you know, a third round pick, second round pick, just a scrub off the bench, something. But I think they really wanted to clear up some more cap space to try to get that third all-star on the roster. So I think the Lakers at the end of the day are going to have they're going to be better off in this situation. The Pelicans, it's still a lot of uncertainty. So even in the long term, I don't know. It depends on if Lonzo Ball can actually, you know, progress into what people thought he was going to be, or Brandon Ingram can progress into what people thought he was going to be. Zion Williamson coming is going to be, he was great in college, but how many college players have we seen be great and then they come into the league and fall flat on their face? So the Pelicans have a lot of uncertainty going forward.
I agree. And let me just correct you, Dustin. I have to say, you said get a third round pick. There's only two rounds in the NBA draft.
I don't care.
I just had to throw that out there, man.
That's how bad I wanted them to get something else.
And usually second-round picks, you usually don't even play in the league. They're usually G-level players.
Okay, so then why couldn't they have got one of those?
Baby, I'm just I don't know. I didn't want to be. I just wanted to correct you there, sir.
There's a lot of uncertainty with the Pelicans. We've seen a lot of players from the NBA, from the NCAA, from college come into the NBA, fall flat on their face after we thought that they was going to be something great. So there is a lot of uncertainty for the Pelicans coming forward, moving forward.
I agree. And so, Dustin, you know, the kind of thing it sounds like you're hinting on is obviously you said already before the Lakers gave up too much. So obviously, it sounds like. Like you just said also that the Lakers should have maybe got more. So let's just dive into my next question. Obviously, they have AD now. Really, the only set people they have on the roster is LeBron, AD, and Kyle Kuzma, and then some other, you know, other players that make up the roster, but nothing to write home about.
Hey, come on, man. You better call Lance Stevenson by his name.
He's not even going to be on the roster next year, I bet. Him and Rondo won't either. But anyway, let me –
he's going to be blowing somebody's ear. Keep going.
Exactly. So let me ask you this, though. Obviously, they're trying to make room for another max player, you know, for like a Kawhi or, you know, or a Kyrie. So I guess anyone that wants to start here, let me ask you this. Even though they have that room for another max player, either one of you guys can go first. Do you guys think that they should use that remaining money to get a max player, or do you think that they should use that money and spread it around to like two or three like role players?
I want to hear what you got to say first, because this is your squad. So I mean,
well, in my opinion, obviously, if a guy like Kyrie, which although it's highly unlikely, it's rumored that he's probably going to the Nets, but in Kawhi, it was even reported today that it's down to either the Clippers or the Raptors, which I don't think has really surprised anybody. But let's just say one of those players come out and say, I want to come and play for you. Obviously, you don't turn them away. I mean, that's a – of course you don't say no. But I think that unless you have someone like a Kawhi or Kyrie come to your squad, I think the best thing you should do, and I've already hinted at this earlier in the show – whenever LeBron was successful in Miami and in Cleveland is when he had great role players and great shooters that were on the perimeter where LeBron could kick it out to them and they can hit threes.
Because so, he can't shoot.
I mean, LeBron's never been a shoot first player anyway. Even though he's in the top five, which is amazing, all time scorer in NBA history. But I think in order for LeBron to be successful is that he's going to have to get some knockdown shooters on the perimeter. So if you can't get someone like Kawhi or Kyrie, I think you should spread it around. Maybe go get a Patrick Beverley. Maybe go get a J.J. Redick. You know, there's been some other good shooters that are that they could go out and get. So honestly, I would – because they need some guards right now. So go out and go get a good guard if you can't get – I mean, if you can't get the best guard out there, Kyrie or Kawhi. Go get the next best role player at guard. You know, Kemba Walker. If you can get Kemba Walker. I mean, Kemba Walker already said he's willing to take less money. See if he'd be willing to take less money and still come to L.A. That would be great.
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal. I mean, like I said, if you can't get those max players, man, like only those two max players, go ahead and spread that money around and get two, three good players. That's what I would like for it to be. That way there's not so much emphasis on KD or so much on AD and so much on LeBron. Because if you watch this year's finals, obviously the Warriors are stacked it with KD, Kawhi, or Seth and, or Steph and Clay. But whenever they went down, if you're watching this series, they had no one on their team that could knock down shots. And I think that'd be the same problem with the Lakers if they go and get another max player, and you're. People who can go out and shoot and contribute to you. So that's my opinion. I think, and I'll say it one last time, unless you get those three big names, you spread it around and get two or three other good, great role players. Go ahead. Anyone else want to chime in?
Dustin, you want to go first, my friend?
Four.
Go ahead, Adam.
All right. I think Rob is kind of on to something there. I do think – so the question is, do the Lakers need to go get big-name players or role players? I mean, if Anthony Davis wanted to go there and he got traded there, which he did, and he's probably in all likelihood going to sign an extension next summer or sometime this year. You're going to have players that will take pay cuts to go play with the Lakers and play with that team to win a championship. You got, I mean, I'm not saying he's a knockdown shooter, but you got guys like Vince Carter, and I hope he doesn't chase the ring. I hope he just does his thing like he has been.
Which, by the way, Vince Carter said this is his last year.
Yeah, I mean, and I think players will take a pay cut to go there. So,
In that case, man, why doesn't Vince Carter do come there? I mean,
no, because he's already said he's not chasing rings, man. He's a real man about things. I don't think two players can do it as far as win a championship, even though Kawhi just kind of did it by, like, they had a great supporting cast. And Toronto could have gone 10 deep if they wanted to with that cat from Jefferson City on the bench who was injured for most of the year. And they had a couple other guys that really didn't play, like McCaw. He's not a great player, but, I mean, he can come in and make good big plays on defense and hit shots if he needs to. And that's all you need is guys that can – players that can come in and play 10 to 12 minutes a game and be effective for 10 or 12 minutes. I mean
– And Adam, real thing about McCaw, he's been in league 3 years and has 3 championships.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He's on his way. Is he a Hall of Famer because he's got 3 rings?
I mean, he's done a better job at getting rings than LeBron in a shorter period of time.
Or he's got more rings than your boy Westbrook or anyone else.
And my boy Carmelo.
What'd you say, Dustin?
Carmelo.
I said he should go play for the Lakers next year, and apparently he'll get 4.
Oh, I mean, it's a lock, man. It's a lock. Let me give us a quick shout out to our fans here watching on Facebook Live. Darrell says, "I didn't know this, but apparently McCall is from St. Louis. Wasn't aware of that." Darrell also says, "I hate when people say the West is open. It's really not. The Lakers have to win the West now with the Warriors being crippled. As I said, if they don't, it's a failed season."
You better watch out for them boys in OKC.
We ain't worried about
that's
that. And then Adam, Darrell likes it that, or what? It was either Adam or Dustin said LeBron can't shoot. It was you, Dustin.
Yep.
Darrell would like to say he can't shoot. He averaged better career threes than Jordan. So what?
Threes versus what MJ shot threes. MJ get rings. He get buckets. He's a killer, man.
It's up there when people say LeBron's not clutch. Statistically, he's the most clutch player in NBA history as far as playoffs.
I didn't say he wasn't clutch.
He's had the most opportunities, though.
Just because he has the most opportunities doesn't mean he completes all of them. But apparently, he is. So that's all I'm saying. Like, you can have 100 chances to win, but if you can't, what do? But obviously, LeBron converts when he has the opportunity. So give him his credit where it's due.
Opportunities in the finals, and how many fucking championships does he have?
Okay, he was going against a stacked team on the other side, Dustin.
What? Nowitzki by himself was a stacked team?
Okay, I'll give you that. That's like the only knock on LeBron's career, really, is that performance. I'll give you that. There's no defending that. But anyway, let me get some other love to our player. Breton would like to say he agrees if the Lakers have a chance to go get Kyrie or Kawhi, you definitely go get. Let's see.
Hey, tell Breton he can't talk unless I tell him he can.
I won't say that, but but anyway, also Breton said the West is open now, meaning that they are not a lock to make it to the finals.
He's 100% right. 100% right.
Watch out for the OKC boys.
I mean, come on, Adam. I mean, Breton, we're Laker fans, bro. Come on, man. We're loyal to our Lakers.
Yeah, but listen, Rob, so when all these big threes and big twos and guys get together, like Boston, for example. Boston is the only big three to win their first year together. Yeah. Miami didn't win their first year together. Golden State, if you count their big three, granted they were developed, they didn't win their first year together. It takes a while to gel and mesh as a team. I'm not saying that you know, this might be the difference because these guys are two of the top, I'd say arguably 6 best players in the league, but there's no guarantee, man.
I agree. And then, Dustin, Breton says, damn, for telling you that.
hey, guy, man. He knows I'm just messing with him.
Yeah. But anyway, so, like, anybody else want to add to that question or you want to move on?
Yeah, I'd like to say, I mean, I think I want to see who – it really depends who they get in free agency, in my opinion. Like, Kyrie is a good fit for that system that they would have. But I don't know, just like a name is going to be a good fit. Like, I'm not saying – I'm just using an example here. I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler would be a bad or good fit, but just the name – and going based off of a name, I don't know that that is always going to work out. I mean, I'm kind of skeptical.
I mean, I agree, because obviously the Lakers tried that a couple years back when it was Kobe, Nash,
Gary Payton.
And well, Gary. No,
a while back, they had Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaq.
But I'm just saying, even then, like even more recently when they just had Steve Nash, they thought that was a lock and they didn't do anything. So, but anyway, so I guess this is my last question, is I guess we kind of just talked about it is, so if the Lakers aren't the favorite to win, who is your favorite to win? Or give me your top four teams in order from four being the least to one being the top, who should be the championship favorites next year?
I mean, if you're asking me first, like number four would probably be I'd have to go 4 and 3 in either order. It depends on what happens in free agency, but Toronto is either 4 or 3. And I think you have to put I like that Portland team. If they can be 100% healthy, and I know that I hit you with that, but I mean, if Portland can run like they did this year and they don't really lose anyone, I mean, they can make some noise.
No, I couldn't do that. So you got to give me a real pick. You got to either with them or you're not.
No, I'm saying that I'm with them. They're okay. Probably 4 on my list. I'd put Toronto 3. Number 2, I would put probably Golden State. And number 1 is, I mean, it's LA's right. Depends how much LeBron wants to win this year, and I think he's going to come back with a vengeance and he's going to be ready to roll. So I'd have to go Lakers number 1.
Damn, I noticed that you're missing a team in that list, Adam.
Well, yeah, I mean, once we get Bradley Beal in free agency, we'll be top 4 too, so.
Okay. Dustin, who's your top 4?
Philly.
Nah. No trust in the process.
Milwaukee.
KC. Oh, Dustin.
Mark those four teams. Mark them down. Mark them down and see what happens next year. Guarantee you all four of them teams make the playoffs.
Oh, I mean, I would hope so. But come on, Dustin. Like, let's be real.
Come on. Ain't no come on to it. You told me that LeBron should have made the playoffs this year, and he didn't even make the playoffs. He was trash. He couldn't have took the play. He couldn't took that team to the playoffs. They was all healthy.
Oh, what? I'm not even going to entertain that talk. That's an ignorant statement, Dustin. I expect more from you. But anyway, so let me go first because I'm the only one that has some common sense here. So let's go number 4.
First of all,
what you say?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
So you're going last. Me and Adam already went.
Yeah, you ever heard the expression "save the best for last"?
Yeah, but you said you're going first.
No, okay. Well, I don't know. But the point is, like, save the
Lakers. Who do you have after the Lakers? Because we know you have the Lakers number 1.
So you don't know the Lakers are number 9 skin. So yeah, the Lakers. And let me just start from. I'm gonna go the other way. So obviously, Lakers number 1. I'm gonna have to say number 2 would probably right now. I think wherever Kawhi goes, whether that's Toronto or Clippers, so wherever Kawhi goes is number 2. Number 3, I would have to say, this is tough because I like Adam's pick with Portland. I know Breton's probably happy to hear that because he's a Dollar Dame guy. So I'm going to have to go with – I have no trust in the process. I think eventually they're going to break up that whole team. I just have no faith. I have no faith in that squad at all. I think Joel Embiid is soft. I think that Ben Simmons is never going to find a jump shot, and until he does, that team is limited. So they're not even in my top four. They're not even in my top five. So, again, Lakers one, wherever Kawhi goes to, I would say number three would probably be – I would say probably Houston because, you know, they still have James Harden. They still have, presumably right now, Chris Paul. And maybe, like, four – Maybe the Bucks, and maybe like that right there on the edge. Probably maybe, you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this, but you never know. I'm gonna give your Thunder some love and put them at like a five, borderline four.
They're a real wild card because Paul George just had his second shoulder surgery of the summer. I mean, Westbrook had a little bit of a knee operation done. If they can come back and be focused, because that's their main issue, I feel like, is just being focused for a full season. If they can be focused, they've got enough quality pieces on their team right now to where they could have made a run to the conference finals last year, but they had no – I mean, they just – I can talk about the Thunder all day because I firmly believe that Billy Donovan is not the right coach for that team. I've said that for a couple of years now. I think he's going to lose his job after this year, but –
You have said that.
I think they're my wild. I mean, and they're. I'm a little biased, but that's my wild card team. I think that if healthy, and I really think they're going to make a move this offseason, and depending on that, I think they can be a threat for sure.
I agree. Like I said, I like them. Only assuming both surgeries go out well for your two top players and. Just listening to the rumors about what they might do. I mean, if they get Bradley Beal, that's a game changer. OKC's also been rumored to get someone like Kevin Love. That would be a game changer. So, I mean, assuming they get either one of those, I mean, that can't go unignored. And then I guess another slight – I mean, if Klay Thompson comes back healthy and, you know, come playoff time, obviously they get shot back in the top four. But as of right now, as they are current roster, I mean, they're outside the top five.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm never going to doubt that team. Never, ever going to doubt that team.
I mean, I guess that's true. But
they ain't got the other splash bro, man. They ain't going to do shit.
I don't know, man. I'm never doubting that team. I'm just telling you right now. I'm never going to doubt that team.
They ain't going to do shit next year.
All right. So let me just give a quick shout out to our fans real quick and some of the comments just real quickly before we end our show. So Pratan apparently thinks it's laughable that OKC is on our list. He thinks it's Darrell thinks
a fantasy world.
Darrell says either the Lakers or Philly. Darrell thinks that MB would pretty much handle Anthony Davis. Also, Darrell says if the Pacers sign D'Lo, oh yeah, if they signed D'Angelo Russell, I've heard about that. Obviously that would make the Pacers pretty good, assuming that Victor Oladipo comes back healthy. And then also Darrell, it says the heart the Warriors showed. In game that they showed in the series, you got to give them respect and put them in the top four. So
thank you. True basketball fan.
There. I appreciate. No, I mean, and Dustin,
how you gonna keep giving this Warriors team love, bro?
I don't know. I mean, Adam, I know you haven't met Darrell, but Dustin, we know. You know, we hoop with them. Darrell, I mean, he knows. He's pretty smart when it comes to basketball. He knows his stuff. So I got to give him a little credit. He's not someone that.
They got five All-Stars on their team. How much hard you got to kill? Damn. How much you had to get that team together?
I'm going
to
give Darrell some love, man. So, anyway, I mean, Darrell, I appreciate all the comments you've been giving. Breton's been tuning in. Again, if you just tuned in on Thursday, we have other topics that we want to talk about, but we're going to do it for Thursday. Because those of you who don't know, the draft is Thursday. So we're going to give our draft insight. I'm going to ask these guys, of the top players, who's going to have the best NBA career. We're going to I also had a question that we're going to talk about. I wanted to talk about this show, but we're going to move it to Thursday. I want to know who their sleepers are. coming into the draft. And then we're just going to talk about some free agency. I'm going to ask them whether or not KD should stay in Golden State. I'm going to ask them whether Kawhi should stay in Toronto. And also I'm going to ask them whether they think there will be a Kyrie and LeBron reunion. So tune on Thursdays so we can debate those topics. But as we do every show, we're just going to close the show with some other stories around the world. We can't let this show in and not mention the Blues.
Hell yeah. Give them a round of applause real quick.
Somewhere out there, somebody's playing Gloria. The Blues did get it done, and my prediction was wrong. I know Dustin wasn't on the show last week, but I strongly believe I said Boston was going to win because it was in Game 7 on the road. But I did forget about that fact that the Blues, for whatever reason, played better on the road.
At the beginning of the series, the Blues was going to win a deadline.
I mean, I predicted they were going to win two. I just said in six, but then like when it came,
flopped like most. It's tough.
I did flip flop, Dustin. I mean, there's no excuses. But the Blues got it done, and they partied in St. Louis. I didn't get to go to St. Louis. I know. I'm pretty sure Adam didn't, and I'm pretty sure Dustin didn't, right?
No.
But from what I saw, the St. Louis. They partied and did their thing, so shout out to St. Louis and congrats to the Blues. Some other big news. I mean, we talked a little bit about LeVar. His son, LaMelo, was in the news. Apparently, he's going to go play in Australia for the Australian National Basketball League, and he hopes to be the number one pick next year's draft. I don't know. Do you guys think that he will?
I don't even think that's worth giving the time of day for, man.
Hey, Lil Melo's a baller. Hey, for real, he's a baller. I think he's going to be better than both his big brothers.
I mean, everyone's always said, even LeVar has said that the best one of the brothers is the little one.
Dude, he's a beast. I don't think it's out of the realm. I think he'll be a top five pick next year for sure.
Yeah, he's tall, too. He's like 6'7", 6'8". He's tall.
Like a weed, bro.
Hey, Rob, can I give can I bring up two quick topics real quick?
Go for it, sir. It's your show too, man.
Okay, first off, my Yankees, man, going out and trading for Edwin Encarnacion and giving up absolutely nothing to get him.
Yeah, I asked you.
And not only that, but Tampa Bay is paying his contract this year, so he is playing free in New York right now, the home run leader in the American League. We're getting Giancarlo Stanton back tonight, getting Aaron Judge back this weekend. Man, it's a great time to be a Yankee fan.
I saw that trade go down. I asked you what you thought, and I never got a response from you. So
I was saving that for the show. Sometimes you got to save some responses for the live audience. So
are you sure? Okay, and what's this other show? What else you want to bring up?
So I don't know if a lot of you have seen it, but 15 years ago to this day, there was a little dodgeball match, and, you know, it was very it's a very overmatched matchup between the Average Joes and Globo Gym. The Average Joes, they were down 4 people to 2 people, came back and beat Globo Gym and White Goodman. So Dodgeball is one of my favorite movies, so I have to give a shout-out to that.
And, Dustin, let me ask you, or Adam, what did they say? If you can dodge a wrench, you can what?
Dodge a ball.
All right, that's right. All right, Dustin, you have a last couple things on your mind?
No. It's bedtime for me, boy. I got to get up working in the morning.
No, man, we both know you're going to be jumping on that 2K. But anyway, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in tonight's show. You know, those who are watching on Facebook Live, again, shout out to Darrell and Breton and everybody that chimed in with comments. We appreciate the love. This show is what – I mean, that's why we do it, for the insight. So we appreciate y'all. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, you know, we appreciate you tuning in. You can listen to this episode and all past episodes on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, you know, any major podcast where, you know, you can get our show. So take us on the road. Take us on the gym. We appreciate that. Again, we will be back on Thursday. We're going to give a little – we're going to talk about the NBA draft. And, again, we're going to talk about NBA free agency. So look for us on Thursday. But you know what? Again, thanks for tuning in. Adam and Dustin, I appreciate it. We appreciate y'all. No BS is out.
Hey, real quick, don't forget to hit us up on social media, our Twitter page, all of our social media aspects. So hit us all up on there. But we are out till Thursday.
Yo, baby.
Absolutely. No BS out.
Peace. I'm gonna tell you no matter.